Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and tonight I'm excited to say that I believe we have one of the most dynamic speakers in Legal Shield as our special guest. So just get ready. I'm also very excited to announce that this week we broke three new $50,000 ring earners on our More Success Team, and I believe we'll talk about that a little later on the next call. But now to introduce our special guest, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member. And I'm not sure, but I believe it's Miss Stephanie Moore. Is it you or Jeremy tonight, Steph?
It's me.
All right. Welcome to the call.
All right. Thank you. I first want to give a big congratulations to three of our leaders on the More Success Team for leading on the corporate leaderboards in premium. And we have at number 21, Ms. Deanne Foster. She has managed to do that while her husband has been in the hospital. And so we need to keep Brian and Deanne Foster in our prayers. And Ms. Sherilyn DeGatta is at number 19 on the corporate leaderboard in premium. And at number 5 is Ms. Deanne DeBell. So congratulations to those three dynamic ladies for being on the corporate leaderboard in premium this week. So I am very excited, to announce our next speaker. He is a $200,000 ring earner. He is a Millionaire Club member. He is a 7,000 production award recipient, which I'm sure is a lot more since that last award. And I'm excited to announce that he is Legal Shield's Vice President of Training and Business Solutions. He's from Little Elm, Texas, Mr. Mike Riches. Mike, do we have you on the call?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am here. And can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it over, my bud.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, and thank you to Randy and Jeremy and just everyone in the More Success Team. This is, I talk about this whenever I have a chance to speak with anyone from the More Success Team. You know, I feel like team can kind of be like family, and so if my team is a family, then the More Success Team is kind of a cousin, if that makes sense. In other words, it really does feel like family every time that I have a chance and opportunity to visit with y'all and to commune with y'all. I just have all the respect in the world for this organization and this team and everything that you stand for. And well, I want to add my congratulations to the new ring earners and all of those who have achieved some incredible success in this business, in this amazing business that we have. That we've been saying for the 17 and a half years that I've been here that there's never been a better time. I mean, I literally have been hearing that and saying that for 17 and a half years on a lot of different conference calls and at a lot of different conventions, and yet I think every time that someone has said it, it's been true. There's always been something new. There's always been something that has developed, and I can truly and honestly say right now, as we sit here on February 3rd, 2020, that there has never been a better time to be a Legal Shield associate. I know that y'all feel that. I certainly feel that way. And I don't know of any time in the company's history that there has been such a cohesive environment of associates teaming up with our incredible corporate office to find solutions together and to improve the landscape for everybody. And I really do mean that authentically and genuinely and just with all my heart. I'm grateful for it. It's, you know, this business has always been something that I've been grateful for. It took a 23-year-old college dropout, which was me, and within a couple of years I was earning a six-figure income, and within a few more years was blessed to be a part of the Millionaire Club member, and we've just considered every ounce of success an enormous blessing. I can't say at all that we deserve that, but we're very grateful for it. And so I'm excited for where we're at. That's another phrase that may be overused to say that we're excited, but it's real. I really am genuinely very excited for where we stand today. And and certainly for where we're going. I think you're going to see, continue to see some pretty incredible things happen this year. You know, I'll just mention, I did a segment this morning on the Group Scoop, and so I apologize if this is repetitive for anyone, but we rolled out this morning, in my opinion, what may be the most influential promotion that we've ever had in Business Solutions. And this is the first group promotion. And I'll recap it real quickly, and just in case any of you haven't heard of this yet, because I want to make sure that we're getting the word out on this. I am so excited for this particular promotion. This is for anyone who has never opened a group before. So certainly a brand new associate that would apply to, but there are other associates, as we all know, there are other associates that maybe Business Solutions has not been their focus, and maybe they're interested in getting involved in this side of the business. And if they've never opened a group, they would qualify for this particular promotion. And the promotion is real simple. If they attend one of our solutions trainings and then go out and within 90 days they open a new group, then they're going to get a bonus. And the base bonus is $125, and that's, of course, in addition to whatever commissions they earn on the account. Now, if they use one of our certified field trainers, then we're going to double that bonus to $250. And so, you know, what are we trying to do there? We're trying to encourage the right behavior. And we know that associates are by far more successful when they team up with one of our field trainers. And so I'm so excited for that. And we're going to pay a $250 matching bonus to the field trainer as well. So they're both incentivized to work together to open a group. And I know I announced that to our team this morning on our conference call, and everyone was excited. We had some folks that said, hey, I need to become a field trainer, and that's good. That's what we want. We want more field trainers. We want the best field trainers possible throughout North America. And so I'm so excited to be shining the light on that, and that the company has really decided to invest heavily in new associates opening new groups. That's where that's what it's all about. That's where it is. And I'll tell you, I know that no one got in this business, especially the employee benefits side of our business, to only open one group. I know a lot of people that get started and they have goals to open dozens or even hundreds of groups. But you can't open hundreds and you cannot open dozens if you never open the first one. And that's what this promotion is really designed for, is to help them go out and get a nice bonus for opening that first group, within 90 days of attending a training. So I'm so excited for that. I'm excited for the record that we set in January. To my knowledge, that's the best January that we've ever had as a company. I know it was a lot better than we had in 2019, and 2019 was a big year. We opened 152 groups last January, and we didn't just beat that. We didn't just surpass that. We blew it away. We did 188 new groups this January. I mean, that is exceptional. In the month of January, which, you know, you don't think of January being the best month to go out and open groups. I mean, historically, February has probably been a better time for that. But I'll tell you what, nobody used that as an excuse this past January. People got out there and they opened groups. And I want to congratulate everyone on this call who took part in that, who went out last month and opened a new group. You deserve every bit of congratulations. And, you know, we had people that were winning AirPods and $500 gift certificates. We're going to do a big cash drawing for $5,000. There's going to be three individuals that each get a bonus of $5,000 if their name is drawn. And that's fantastic, and it's exciting, and it's great. But the real winner is everyone that opened a group, everyone that takes that opportunity to heart. Because a group is like an asset, and just like a rental home or any other asset, it can pay you long term. It can pay you perpetually. And that's, you know, you have to take care of it just like you have to take care of a rental home. If you just bought a rental home and put a renter in it, never checked on it or never went by or anything like that, it's probably not going to make you very much money in the long run. In fact, it could become an expense. And a group can be like that too. If you don't take care of it, you obviously have to show up. You have to be ultra responsive. You have to check in on them. How are things going? Anything that I can do to help you? It doesn't have to be every week or every day, maybe not even every month, but at least once every 2 or 3 months, just drop an email or a phone call or bring a gift by while you're in the area just to check in and make sure that everything's going okay. If you'll do that and treat groups like the assets that they are, then you can make money in those groups perpetually. I mean, literally, there's no end point to that because they're always going to be hiring new employees. There are always going to be opportunities to get our memberships in front of more people. They're going to buy out other companies. And I know many of you have probably gotten that call before. Hey, we just bought a company. They have 45 employees. Can you come do a presentation of those 45 people? Or sometimes they get bought out by a company. You know, a group that you went in and they had 45 employees, and all of a sudden they get bought out by a company that has 100 employees. And they say, well, let's put you in touch with them and see if we can get this approved for everybody. There are always going to be opportunities that can throw off money like an asset does. But that's only if we treat those groups like the assets that they are. I just wanted to share with you tonight a few thoughts on being an effective leader. You know, often when we think about leadership, we think about it more in a team building perspective. Right, and certainly there's a good reason for that. If you want to be a great team builder, if you want to have a successful team and a successful organization, then you better be a great leader. You better be somebody that people want to follow. But something that I've always believed is to be effective in the employee benefits side and the business solutions side of what we do, leadership is a key element. Because the same principles that are going to make you an effective team builder are going to make you an effective enroller. Many of those same principles are going to make you an effective associate who does decision-maker meetings. It's going to make you effective in that practice. It's going to make you effective in, again, following up with a group, not just leaving them to hang and dry, but being there and being a partner for long-term success. Certainly the same principles that make you successful in recruiting are going to make you successful in prospecting. So there is a lot of crossover, and I think you have probably seen that. Sometimes you'll go to a training, for example, at a Super Saturday or even one of our national events, and it's about recruiting or it's about team building, but yet you pick up nuggets and you hear things and you learn things that you can apply to opening groups and doing the business solution side of what we do. And leadership is certainly one of those things as well. So I want to share with you tonight a few traits of an effective leader. And the first one that I want to share is great leaders are influencers. So I'll share a couple quotes here by John Maxwell, who we had the opportunity to hear from a couple of years ago at one of our national events. John Maxwell says, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. He said in another instance, true leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and that cannot be mandated. It must be earned. When it comes to identifying a real leader, don't listen to the claims of the person professing to be the leader. Don't examine his credentials. Don't check his title. Check his influence. The proof of leadership is found in the followers. John Maxwell ends with a famous leadership proverb, he who thinks he leads but has no followers is only taking a walk. What I've learned in this business is you can have, you know, a title, you can have a position. Sometimes those positions are company appointed, and that's fine. But that's not what makes somebody a leader. Leadership doesn't have anything to do with your title or your position. It has to do with who's following you. Have you ever, think about someone who's one of the greatest leaders that this world has ever known, and that's Jesus Christ. He had no man-made title. He had thousands of followers. And I'm sure that we've got folks on this call that from all kinds of different belief systems, but one thing, if you look at history, that really cannot be disputed is that Jesus had followers. He had people that followed him. Think about that in terms of your leadership. When you're trying to get a decision maker, and I'm not trying to compare what you and I do to Jesus Christ, maybe that's an inappropriate comparison, but I'm talking about the fact that he had followers here, then I'm going to transition and talk about what you and I do when we're meeting with a decision maker. And just think about leadership in that instance. Do we want to influence a decision maker? Think about what we do in terms of an enrollment. Do we want to influence the employees that we're presenting to? Leadership, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more or nothing less. Number two, second trait of an effective leader, great leaders are listeners. Leaders genuinely care about other people. Have you ever talked to somebody, and while you're talking, you know that they're not listening? Think about that. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody, and while you're talking, you know they're not listening? What do you do when that happens? Maybe it's been, at a event of some kind where you're having a conversation, all of a sudden they start looking away. They're looking for somebody else to talk to is what it feels like. What do you do when that happens? Maybe you've been on the phone with someone, and while you're on the phone, you hear this. You hear them typing. You're like, they can't be typing and listening to me. What do you do when that happens? And the answer is you stop talking. You find some way to end the conversation and save yourself a little bit of dignity. It's demeaning. It's demoralizing. And so great leaders have to be listeners. I try to get my team to see this all the time. When you're talking to a decision maker and they're sharing something with you, instead of trying to think about what you're going to say next or what point you haven't covered yet or anything like that, focus. Listen to what they're saying. Focus on that. And listen to what they're saying, but also listen to what they're not saying. Because often, by what they're not saying, you can identify maybe an objection that they have that you can help overcome with these amazing products that we offer. Great leaders are listeners. Number three, the third trait of an effective leader that I'll share with you, great leaders are doers. They're not excuse makers. They don't find reasons not to do something. Great leaders find reasons why they do things. They turn their excuses into reasons to act. You know, I went to an event. This was talking about marriage, but I think it applies to our business. It was like a seminar. It wasn't really a seminar. It was kind of a fun thing, you know, that you go to for a couple of hours, and there were a lot of people there. It was kind of like a marriage. Again, it wasn't really a seminar, but that's the only word that's coming to my mind. But, yeah, there were different speakers. They were talking about marriage, giving marital advice, and it was funny and uplifting and somewhat lighthearted. But, again, some really good advice. One of the things that was shared that night that really stuck with me, he said in a successful marriage, you need to learn how to reverse your butts. And he said, let me explain what I mean by that. To reverse your butts. So, for example, in a marriage, you might say, you know, I probably should help my wife, but I'm so tired. So he said, reverse that. And instead of saying it that way, say, you know, I am so tired, but I probably should help my wife. And he gave several different examples of ways that you can reverse your butts in a marriage. Well, sometimes you got to reverse your butts in this business as well. You might say, you know, I know prospecting is important, but I don't really like calling people on the phone. Well, just reverse that. You know, I don't really like calling people on the phone, but I know prospecting is important. Do you hear the difference? I just change in the way that you say things around a little bit. You know, it's kind of cold outside. I don't know that I want to go out. I know that I need to go out, but it's too cold outside. Reverse that. It's cold outside, but I know that I need to go out and prospect today. Any excuse that you have, all you have to do is reverse the but, and all of a sudden, it changes your perspective and helps you focus on the right kind of activity. Great leaders are not just pretenders. They're not, you know, people that talk about doing the activity. Great leaders are doers. They get out there and they get this done. You know, I'm all about making phone calls and doing some stuff from your home, but sometimes you got to get out of your home. I've learned that too. When I was prospecting really actively every day, a lot of my prospecting that I did was in person. Like if I had an appointment, I'd want to go to businesses around that appointment and just walk in. I'd usually bring a gift, a little mug of chocolates is what I always use. I'd go buy some nice Hershey Nuggets or some Lindor chocolates, put them in a nice little mug with my business card. That was my gift when I walked in and prospected in person. At the end of the day, the question was, how many people did I mug today? And that's, you know, that's what I meant. How many people did I get one of those mugs to? And that's what it was all about. But I found that if I could get up and get out of my house, then good things usually happened. If I went out and got a tray full of mugs and filled them with chocolate, and you know, I was working in the South, so it was kind of warm most of the time, and I'd have to buy an ice cooler or a cooler with an ice pack, and I would put the chocolates in there so that they wouldn't melt. But if I just went out and made it a goal that day to get rid of those mugs, there were very few times. In fact, I can't think of any time. There may have been once or twice, but there were very few times that nothing good came out of that activity. We'd always find somebody who was interested or who wanted to learn more, somebody that we'd sent a decision-maker meeting with. Good things happen when you're willing to get out of your house a little bit. You know, this is a home-based business, but it's not a home-bound business. So don't feel like you have to stay here. Sometimes you just got to get out a little bit. No one's going to break into your house and steal one of these memberships. You're going to have to get out there and talk to some people. The fourth trait of an effective leader that I'll share, great leaders make others feel good. So this is one of my favorite books is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And he talks about, he gives an example of a man that went to a dinner party and found him, it was Dale Carnegie that went to the dinner party, but he was at that dinner party, he was introduced to a man, and they ended up spending, I think, a couple of hours. I don't have the account right in front of me, but you can go find it in How to Win Friends and Influence People. But Dale Carnegie spent a couple hours talking to this gentleman, and he was very interested, genuinely interested, in what the gentleman had to say. He talked about what he did for a living. But he said, Dale Carnegie said, you know, I didn't talk at all. I asked him a couple of questions, and then he dominated the conversation. And he said, I was fine with that. I was genuinely interested in learning more about what he had to do or what he did and what he had to say. Well, at the end of the evening, Dale Carnegie overheard this gentleman go to the host of the dinner party as he was leaving for the evening. And he said to the host of the dinner party, you know, I had a great conversation with that Dale Carnegie. He is quite the conversationalist. And Dale Carnegie thought, I'm quite the conversationalist. He said, I had said all of 15 words the whole night. He had done all the talking. And he learned an important lesson there, and this has always stuck with me. If you're meeting with a decision maker, now certainly you're going to do some talking in that decision maker meeting, but when it comes to getting to know them, get to know them. When they share a story, let me tell you, it's going to be human tendency for you to want to share a story back. And I'm telling you, don't do it. They don't want to hear your story. I've learned that. When they're talking about their kids, you're going to want to talk about your kids. When they're talking about where they went to school, you're going to want to talk about where you went to school. It's just the natural human tendency that we have. And I've learned something. Every time one of those things hits your brain, if you know, to share a story, to talk about yourself, to talk about your family, to talk about... When something like that hits your brain with a decision maker, just trigger it. Make sure that you have a little trigger in there that turns that into a question. In other words, instead of you sharing back, ask them another question about them. Probe a little bit deeper about what they're talking about. And I'll tell you what you're going to find. They're going to think that you're quite the conversationalist because you learned how to learn about them. I cannot tell you how many decision-maker meetings I have walked out of that I know about the decision-maker's family. I know about their history, their background, where they're from. I know perhaps what school they went to, what team they root for. I know their likes, their interests, their hobbies. And they don't know any of that about me. Now, I'm not saying that you never talk about yourself or do it in a way that looks like you're, you know, being evasive. Don't get me wrong, but I am saying it's okay to let people talk about them. That's what they like. People want to talk about themselves. And be genuinely interested
Again, another Dale Carnegie says, there's a big difference between genuine interest and cheap flattery. A sincere compliment and cheap flattery, they're not the same thing. You've got to be genuinely interested. But listen. And when you want to share something about yourself, maybe teach yourself to turn that into another question to learn more about the person that you're talking to. I'm telling you, if you'll really pick up on that and run with it, then I think that your decision-maker meetings are going to go a lot better. You're going to make a lot more progress in building trust with these decision-makers. And let's face it, people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And I've done business with a lot of people that they didn't know me very well, but they liked me and they trusted me. And they felt like they knew me. But how did they feel that way? Because I was actually getting to know them. It's a little reverse psychology, but I'm telling you, it's real. And number five, great leaders are proactive. So this is the fifth trait of an effective leader. Great leaders are proactive. They're planners. John Maxwell says, again, anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a real leader to chart the course. Where are you going this year in your business? That's the first habit of highly effective people that Stephen R. Covey shares, by the way. Be proactive. The second habit, begin with the end in mind. Where are you going this year, and what are you doing about it today? We got way too many people. If I can just be real blunt with you tonight, we got way too many people in this business that are hoping for success. And you know what? Hope's a great thing. In a religious sense, I think hope is a wonderful thing. Hope and faith go together. Hope for a better world. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. But I'm telling you, we got way too many people. If you want just my honest opinion on it, the blatant truth, we got way too many people who are hoping for success. And hoping for success will usually not get you there. We don't have near enough people who are planning for success. We got way too many people sitting here on February 3rd who have not yet put together a real plan for 2020. Now, I'm not trying to get you down. I'm not trying to beat up on anybody or make you feel bad if maybe you're in that position. But what I am asking you to do is to take your business more seriously. How many Fortune 500 companies do you think there are today that don't have some kind of a business plan for 2020? That are just kind of hoping for good results and floating down the road waiting for something good to happen? Well, and you might come back and say, yeah, well, those big companies have business plans. They have to. They have to be able to present something to their investors. And you're exactly right. I guarantee that is something that affects a lot of those Fortune 500 companies, is they know that they have investors that they need to present to. And if they don't have a solid plan, or if their plan is not aggressive enough, or if it's too aggressive, then they could lose some of those investors, and all of a sudden the value of their company would decrease. So they're constantly walking that balance, but they always have a plan. They're always acting on behalf of a plan. And what I'm saying to you tonight is you need to be serious about your business for your investors. And I'm not talking about financial investors, but I am talking about the people who invest in you, your family, your team, you, yourself. You're one of your greatest investors, your top investors. You're out there every day investing your time, building this business with sweat equity, investing your money, going to events, traveling to Dallas for a big conference, which you got to be at. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. But you're investing in yourself. Well, listen, give yourself something to invest in. How seriously would you go invest financially in a business that didn't even have a plan? Well, maybe it's time that we take that a little bit more seriously in our business. What is your plan for 2020? Write it out. Map it out. Be that real leader who doesn't just steer the ship, but who charts the course for your business. And I'll leave you with this. You know, this is a quote. I share this in Orlando during one of the meetings that we had there. this is a quote that my daughter brought to me, and I thought it was great. She had written it. She didn't bring it to me. She had written it out, and I found it. She had written this out on a piece of paper. The quote says, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. And I was so impressed. This is my 10-year-old daughter, and I was so impressed by that. I thought, what a great quote. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. And I asked her, did she make that up? Was that something that she had thought of? And she said, no, Daddy, I read it in a book, and I really liked it, so I wrote it down. And, you know, having been such a believer in personal development and taught that so much throughout my Legal Shield career, I think I was even more proud that she had read something that impressed her in a book and then thought enough to write it down. I was more impressed with that than if she had come up with that on her own. But the reality is that quote sums up everything that I'm saying to you tonight. Look, guys, we're on the right track. This company is on the right track. This business is on the right track. The B2B side of our business is on the right track. We're on the right track. But it's not going to do you or me an ounce of good if we just sit there. Now is the time to take action. Go ahead, get your plan, work on your plan, and then put it to work. And see the results that it can yield in your business. I hope that that's been helpful. Stephanie, thanks again for the invitation to come speak to the More Success team tonight. I just, again, could not have any more respect for this family and this organization. I just think the absolute world of y'all. And with that, I'll turn the call back over to you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That was a fantastic call. And I have to say, you know that feeling on Sunday mornings when you're at church and you feel like the pastor is speaking to you? that is exactly how I feel about this call. So I feel like, Mike, you were speaking to me, and I know we needed to hear this. And so I just so appreciate you taking the time from your family to pour into our family, the More Success team. And I can just say that not only the More Success team, but Legal Shield, we are all better with you in the field with your leadership. And so, again, thank you so much for pouring into our team tonight.
I really appreciate that, Stephanie. Thank you again for everything that y'all do. And it's just been an honor to spend some time with y'all.
All right. Well, I want to give a couple of reminders before we end the call. I want to remind everyone to keep an eye out on our team Facebook page this week. We're going to have two rollouts. One is going to be tickets for our breakout. It's going to be on Sunday, April 5th, following the Dallas International Convention. And so make sure you keep an eye on the team Facebook page. I'll also include that in our email blast that we send out weekly. And then also I'm going to be rolling out on Friday, February 7th, this Friday, our hotel room block for our More Success Team Summer Retreat. That's June 4th through the 6th in San Antonio, Texas. It's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott on the Riverwalk. And so make sure that you keep an eye out on the team Facebook page as well as the email blast that gets sent weekly for those for both the breakout tickets and the hotel room block. Okay, so also don't forget our networking team call in 25 minutes where you will hear from another dynamic leader in Legal Shield. And once again, remember to keep the Fosters in your prayers. And then with that, I'll see you in 25 minutes. God bless and good night.